This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas! Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You're either in or you're out. Right now.
My best mates are going to Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Las Vegas, here we go!
Your bags and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Welcome once again to Las Vegas. I'm Stephen Maggi. This weekend we're going to discuss a legend in the world of sports who spent a lot of time in Vegas covering boxing. Of course, we're talking about Howard Cosell, perhaps the most influential sportscaster ever. We're going to talk about Cosell with sports announcing expert David Halberstam, and we'll also discuss the future of sports announcing. It's going to surprise you. Looking for something really different for dinner? Why not try Jabritos, a hybrid of Japanese and Mexican cuisines? Vegas is famous for eclectic dining, and you're going to meet Chef Ken Aoki, who will share what you can expect at Jabritos on the Strip. Finally, your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com, will tell you all about an old-fashioned bar with a real vintage Vegas feel. If you remember the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, you'll remember the name Howard Cosell. He truly was one of the biggest figures in pop culture, and now he's largely forgotten. But we're going to talk to David Halberstam all about the great and interesting career of Howard Cosell. But before we get into that, I want to introduce you to David. He's a former play-by-play announcer for St. John's and New York radio play-by-play for the Miami Heat. He's the author of a great book called Sports on New York Radio, a play-by-play history. And if you've been back there, and everybody that's in New York gets caught up in the sports world, that's a must read. And also his blog, which is how I found him, Sports Announcers Report Card, a great blog. David, welcome to the show. Whatever gave you the idea of doing this blog, talking about sports announcing?
Well, I'm happy, first of all, to be here with you. I can tell you that I've been thinking about it for many years. I've done a lot of reading about sports media written by critics who I have great respect for, but fellows who really didn't have the on-air experience. That's number one. My background is one of being a jack of all trades, but a master at none. Many years on air, radio play-by-play, although I did make it to the NBA, but where I put the meals on my table, really on the sales and the management side. I ran the sports division at Westwood One and worked in that side of the business, and I'd written two books, one you just mentioned on the history of broadcast sports and another one on selling sports sponsorship. So now that I am scaling back, I wanted to give back even more and create this blog slash website that focuses purely on sports broadcasting, not so much the business side of it, but on the announcing side of it, and profiling some of the great broadcasters through the years, memorializing them, and certainly in the case of Cosell, we're doing that. or Billy Packer, whom I had the week before, who is for so many years synonymous with NCAA tournaments. And it's a labor of love, but I've come to learn real quick that it's a lot of labor, too.
Yeah.
A lot of my time.
Well, you know, it's great because you not only talk about the national figures, but you also talk about how important some of these guys regionally were. And I mean, just as somebody who grew up in the Bay Area, I can't tell you how important a guy like Bill King was, who did the Raiders and then later the A's, the Warriors. And he was just so good. And I realize a lot of my childhood memories come back from listening to those broadcasts.
Holy Toledo!
Yeah.
Was his famous line. He was a great versatile broadcaster, King was. He did the Warriors and probably most connected with the Warriors, but to the Oakland A's for years. And he was also, for all those great Raiders teams, the radio announcer for Oakland. So he did it all. And in fact, he told me this, that in the early years of the Warriors, in the early 60s, once they moved from Philadelphia, he would do some games by recreation.
Wow.
So when they went out on the road and made an eastern swing to the station, they not have wanted to invest the travel money that it would take to send King on the road. And he would have someone on a telephone at the other end, providing some information, and he would make up some play-by-play and take little skeletal scraps of information and put some meat on it and go to work. And he was tremendous.
He was. And, you know, there were other guys in that thing. I mean, Lon Simmons across the bay, but down in Los Angeles, Chick Hearn, people throughout the geographical spots. Are you finding that today's broadcasters are kind of more singular in voice, you know? Because these guys were all really kind of unique at the time.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. What I will say is that they're commoditized. You put a game on today, and there are very few who stand out, who are unique and have a distinct sound. There might be some you can count, perhaps on one or two hands, a guy like Kevin Harlan, who's both liked and hated by many, that many folks say he screams and others just love him. And there are those, again, who have a very unique sound and one that's immediately identifiable. But correct, today with all the streaming, with all the cable, with all the over-the-air television, one sounds like the next. And even someone like myself, a student of broadcasting, I put a game on and I can't tell you who the announcer is. So, correct. It's just what it is. And things are going to change. You see where ESPN today often won't send announcers on the road and have them call the game from the studio. And
wow.
It won't be like the days of Bill King, for sure.
If you're young and are thinking about doing this for a living, I'd say spend a lot of time on this blog, because I wish I had it when I was there. You know, it was funny because when I was in college radio, I used to announce with Pat Hughes, who's now the Cubs announcer, and who knew at the time, right? And I wish somebody could have helped me a little bit. I just knew I wasn't as good as he was.
Well, he is a very good broadcaster. I am one of the voters for the Ford Frick Award, and he was nominated and on the ballot. He is a great broadcaster who's done more than just baseball. I know he used to do, I'm going to say, Marquette basketball in his days in Milwaukee.
Yep. And he did everything like I did in those days. You know, we broadcast everything, and that's why I'm always impressed with it when you get somebody like a Bill King. I guess that's part of this too, right? If you're really into sports broadcasting, you get beyond just the one sport. You kind of get into the whole thing, and really, it's all about how, especially in radio, I guess, it's all about how you visualize this for people so they can kind of see it in their minds.
Yeah, painting the word picture is critical. And today, unfortunately, other than baseball and perhaps football, but certainly with basketball and hockey, audiences are diminishing, sponsor demand is decreasing, and quite frankly, I'm not all that optimistic that games on radio will continue in the fashion that they have been produced to this point. And the reason I say this is when you talk to some of the NBA radio announcers, they will tell you that oftentimes they are put on the very top row where they can literally touch the roof, and they're expected to paint the word picture from there when it's impossible to see. So that's an issue, and the reason they're put there is because the seats downstairs are being sold at a premium for lots of money, and teams just can't justify putting the radio announcers and recently even some TV announcers down on the floor. So things are changing and things continue to evolve. And with ESPN introducing the technology where announcers can sit in a studio and have access to a number of monitors, instantaneous data, communication by phone when necessary with the arena. This is something, even though announcers will probably want to stone me for even making the suggestion, but instead of sitting all the way upstairs where you can't see something and have to travel to that venue, I'd rather sit in the studio and get a better view. Now, most announcers will not agree with me, but it's coming.
Back with more from David Halberstam, author of Sports on New York Radio. He's also a sports announcing expert. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, two blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
Do you know anyone suffering from pain? Get pain-relieving ThermoSkin braces and TEND therapy at little to no cost with private and Medicare insurance. Qualify in minutes with free, convenient home delivery. Call 800-256-1143 right now. 800-256-1143. Use reference code NCR9715. Qualify in minutes with free, convenient home delivery. Call 800-256-1143 right now. Use reference code NCR9715.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
Now, let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to David Halberstam, the author of the great blog Sports Announcer Report Card. You know, that's fascinating, and it kind of fits along with some of the things we're seeing where it's all about being there as a game experience. Because quite frankly, especially a sport like football or hockey, you know, it can be better to watch on television simply because you won't miss anything, you know, and that just kind of goes right along with that.
Yeah, it's a problem for that matter for many of the teams. I was watching some of the early rounds of the tournament, and many of those seats were empty. You watch NFL games, and many of the seats are empty. You're at home, you can watch any game you'd like. You can have access to numbers. If you're a fantasy player, you can see how your favorite players are doing. So that's a challenge, and that's why many of these teams, not to digress, they've got huge staffs doing nothing but selling tickets. There's little demand. You've got to go out and create demand by cold calling and coming up with all sorts of packages that might be attractive to get people and people in seats.
Well, here in Las Vegas with the Golden Knights, who have been a huge success, it's fascinating. We've talked to them, and they have a vice president of entertainment, and the whole idea is how do you make the game a happening? Because it's not just for the old days of going to an NHL game and your team. That's part of it, but it's certainly not the whole thing. It's got to be an event.
It has to be, and it's tough to adjust and accept that. In my years doing the NBA, the league was just changing. But when I grew up, you'd go to the game and the PA man didn't scream and shout and hurt your ears. He called a foul and he did it melodiously and he did it in dulcet form so it didn't kill your ears. And today you go to a game and the music is just thunderous and deafening. As you say, the experience is different, but perhaps it might satisfy the younger crop of people who go to games, and that's what they want to see. So it becomes more than just the game. It becomes, as you say, an event.
Well, maybe that's why Las Vegas here, where we're finally getting professional sports, it's not just the population's bigger, it's because now, too, that they can match the entertainment of any place in the league.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be interesting in Vegas what will occur when the Raiders get there. That'll be interesting, too. I enjoyed doing the Cosell piece. Cosell was an interesting man, and anyone I reached out to, and it had to be someone of age, and frankly, anyone 60-ish or above, to be frank, because Cosell's height of popularity or visibility really in the 60s and 70s. By the 80s, he became a little bitter and critical, and by the mid-80s, he wasn't as prominent. So guys like Wolf Blitzer and Bob Costas and Marv Albert, Dick Stockton, and the agent David Falk, and the former CBS sports president Neil Pilson, guys who are of age, they were so willing to talk about him, whether they loved him or hated him, but they had an opinion, because he was unquestionably network sports' first personality.
Right.
And he did it daringly. For one thing, he took the side of Muhammad Ali in a time when the country was very divided, perhaps even more divided than it is today. You had a Vietnam War raging. The younger people were all against it. Some of the older people and the veterans of World War II at the time were staunchly for it and trying to wipe out communism, or at least not communism, see communism advance in Asia. So they were all for the war, and you had a lot of street brawls. And here was a guy like Cosell taking the side of a gentleman who was first called Cassius Clay and then changed his name to Muhammad Ali. And he defended him and said, look, he's got the right to change his name. And he's got the right from religious beliefs not to be drafted into the military. And people disliked Cosell for just that reason. But the two of them both grew almost in lockstep, because they were always together, and people either hated them or loved them, but he, Cosell, was the most recognized figure at the time of any sports personality. And he would also criticize athletes, which was something that wasn't done until Howard Cosell came to the fore. For instance, one of my early recollections, I'm 66, it was in 1962 when the Mets went into business, and he did the pre- and post-game shows, and those shows were a must-listen. You had to listen to them because Cosell would say things that no other pre-post announcer would do. For instance, one day, I remember this, he took a shot at the Mets' first-year manager, Casey Stengel, who at the time was 70, and he accused, Cosell did, Casey Stengel of falling asleep on the bench of the dugout. We just never did that before. So he did that, and then, of course, in 1970, when Monday Night Football went on the air, Rude Arledge picked him to anchor coverage. And to what we were talking about before, it became more than just sports. It transcended sports and became an entertainment show, Monday Night Football did. So Cosell was a part of that. He'll be remembered for Monday Night Football. He'll be remembered for boxing. And he'll be remembered almost as a journalist. Wolf Blitzer, who commented for my stories, said he inspired many journalists, Cosell did, to go into journalism.
You know, it's absolutely true. And I remember the one thing that was amazing to me was he would sit there and say that he didn't think athletes made the best broadcasters. And mind you, he's working with Frank Gifford and Don Meredith, two guys who played in the NFL. And I always thought he had a point in the sense that it almost seemed like you had to have been in the game. That didn't necessarily make you a journalist, like you say.
Yeah, no question. And he would taunt and instigate Gifford. And he would go back and forth, as you know, with Meredith. The first year Monday Night Football went on the air, Keith Jackson did the games,
yeah.
And Arledge then moved him out and put Gifford in, and Cosell was upset about it. He wanted Jackson to stay on, but he also knew that he wasn't going to wage a battle there and risk his own position. But he would take sides. There's no question about that. He also had such a great command of the language that any broadcaster would want to pick up. And if you read my stories at sportsannouncersreportcard.com, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. And you know, one of the things he might say, this loss does not dull the luster of the Oakland Raiders or having a terrific year. He always had the right phrase. The only fellow I can compare to him, well, maybe two, but number one would be Costas. And what I mean by that, from a command of the language standpoint, he is never at a loss, Bob, is not. We're groping for the right word. He's
right.
Brilliant, encyclopedic. Another guy, and this may surprise you, you may not agree, but someone not as much with the rich vocabulary, But a character who can do play-by-play and at the same time can give you an opinion, a bit of an acquired taste, and I believe he's in Vegas today, is Brent Musburger.
Yeah. More with David Halberstam, longtime sports announcer, in just a moment. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi, aired nationwide on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Go by.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Stop by Lowe's, where great buys are in bloom to help you with all the projects popping up on your to-do list. Add a pop of color to your porch or patio with 2 for $16 premium hanging baskets. And get pint annuals 5 for $5. So what are you waiting for? Let's get growing. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid May 2nd through May 9th. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
If you are interested in watching or listening to sports, you need to check out the blog Sports Announcer Report Card. We're talking to the man behind that blog, David Halberstam. Wow, okay, that does surprise me, but I think Musburger is a little underappreciated.
Yeah, he was one of the first play-by-play guys. You look at him, in 2010, I believe it was, I was asked by YahooSports.com, which has tremendous circulation, to come up with a list of the top 50 all-time network sports announcers. I had Cosell 1, John Madden 2, because he changed the face of how color is presented during a football game. And number 3, I had Brent Musburger ahead of Al Michaels, because Musburger did play-by-play, was a studio analyst, or shall I say a host with today's NFL or the NFL Today, and all those years on CBS. And what I really was totally impressed by, as far as Musburger is concerned, is the fact that in 1990 he was dumped by CBS, and it made the front page of many tabloids around the country. And the way he popped himself up off the mat and became a star again, first at ABC and later with ESPN. So I've got a great deal of respect for a guy like Brent Musburger.
Well, you know that old CBS Today show, too. At the time, that was a different type of pregame show. I mean, with Jimmy the Greek, Phyllis George, that was an important part. I mean, you look at it now, it doesn't seem like much, but back then it was a pretty big deal, as I recall.
Yes, it was. Phyllis George, I believe, was an old Miss America winner, and she married into the family. I believe at one point one of the family members, perhaps her husband, was the governor of Kentucky.
Right.
You had Irv Cross on that show as well. So lots of people who made it through the studio. But Neil Pilson, who was running CBS Sports at the time, told me that there was only one person in the history of broadcast sports who people would watch the event because he was doing it, and that was Howard Cosell.
So, yeah. Well, you know, one last thing about Cosell, as we talk about him, one last thing. People do not remember what Monday Night Football was. It's not, you know, I thought Gruden did a pretty good job there and stuff, but it was must-see TV, and it was for people that didn't necessarily like football. I mean, that brought a lot of different people in. I mean, Rune Arledge's thing, and you got to give Cosell as much of the credit as anybody.
Yeah, no question. He deserves it, and the reason was back then network television pretty much controlled 90% of television audience in prime time. Today, you've got so many cable channels. You've got local channels. You've got smartphones. You've got pay-per-view. You've got Netflix. You've got so many other distractions that the landscape is fragmented. Back then, you had the three networks, and Warner Wolf made this point to me that even if someone came about today with the talent and the outspokenness of a Howard Cosell, they'd have to compete with so many other figures. So it's right. very hard for someone today to emerge with the visibility of a guy like Howard Cosell, no question.
And one thing you mentioned in the article, and it brought back memories for me, because I remember covering the Raiders back in that time, watching Cosell do the halftime highlights, and you describe it perfectly. He just sits there with no notes or anything, and he's announcing it as it goes on, and he was one take. The guy was incredible.
Yeah, he was brilliant. There's no question. He was brilliant. He graduated Phi Beta Kappa. He was a tremendous lawyer. He was a brilliant man. So is Bob Costas. There are a lot of announcers today, and I think, I'm not sure Musburger is that level of IQ, but he's up there too.
Yeah.
And not many today. There's one other guy I would say you might not agree, or some will argue with me, but I think in the 1980s that Dick Vitale should be given a lot of credit for promoting college basketball. He had the platform with ESPN, which at the time needed college ball because it didn't have baseball yet. It didn't have football. So college basketball was their main platform and took center stage, and you had a guy like Dick Vitale who had a style and was colorful and lively and effervescent. And I'm doing a profile on him later this week. So he's a guy who deserves a lot of credit for building ESPN in the 1980s, no question of that, as Cosell did with Monday Night Football for ABC in the 70s.
I'm looking forward to reading that, because a lot of people talk about Al McGuire and stuff, but I agree. I think Vitale, when you think about the association with the network, makes it really more important. I mean, whoever thought college basketball would be what it is today?
Yeah, no question. And today you've got March Madness. And, I'm just amazed because for the first time I'm doing a little analysis myself of broadcasters. In fact, just today, because up to this point it was mostly profile stuff and historical columns and pieces that I've done, including for SI and USA Today in the past, but nothing where I had to grade any of the current broadcasters, and I did so over the weekend for March Madness, and I'm amazed at how thin-skinned broadcasters yes. are. If you don't praise them fully, my goodness, they
yeah.
And you go out in the public, and you are available to watch and see through millions of eyes and ears. You got to be ready for a little criticism.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding. Absolutely. Especially in this culture. Well, your site is great. Let's tell them about it one more time.
Sure.
How do we find it? Sports Announcers Report
yeah,
Card.
I'm eventually going to grow the thing, you know, and maybe change the name. But for the moment, it's Sports Announcers, plural, Sports Announcers Report Card. .com, sportsannouncersreportcard.com. I'll never, ever make a nickel on it. I don't sell any advertising. There's no subscription cost. I just do it on my own. Occasionally, I'll get a couple of folks to write a story, but it's a full-time job in my retirement. So I'm enjoying it, and I hope the readers do, too. And I've gotten some very good feedback. It's only a little more than 2 months old.
Well, it's fantastic, and I got to say, anybody that likes sports and anybody, and I think all sports fans have, the announcers are very important in our lives. And it's just great to relive some of these moments and look at what's ahead in the future. So thanks. Oh, and David, if people want to get the book, I guess they can go to Amazon?
Yeah, they can, and get that's a book that was published a long time ago. But I believe Sports on New York Radio, a play-by-play history, is still available on Amazon, yes.
We'll look forward. Thanks, David. Really enjoyed chatting with you today.
Good luck to you.
Coming up next, you'll meet Chef Ken Aoki of Jabritos, which brings to Vegas an intriguing combination of sushi and burritos.
Fly me to the moon. Let me swing up there with those stars.
If you're a visitor to Las Vegas and you particularly know the behind-the-scenes places to go and eat, you've heard about Jabritos. It's a great place, really popular around the insiders in town. Now they're going to hit the Strip, and this is really exciting. They're opening up a new location at the Link Promenade in December of 2016. And with us is the owner, Ken Aoki. Got to be exciting for you to hit the Strip, right? This takes it to a whole nother level.
Yes, definitely. We've had a lot of success with the people here in Las Vegas, but I'm excited to see, you know, the different 40, how the 40 million tourists that come to Las Vegas kind of, you know, how they'll enjoy it.
Well, I think they're going to love it, and it's such an interesting, you know, it strikes me as one of those things, like, you know, that when people think of Vegas, they think of things new and exciting. And this is really kind of a combination of a couple of cuisines, you know. Talk about, first of all, what are sushi burritos? Because I think it's really exciting. And what gave you the idea? What made these things come to light?
Well, sushi burritos, you know, there's a lot of definitions. But for our definition, it's basically a combination of Japanese food and Mexican food. So a lot of the flavors from Japanese food, you know, meld really well with Mexican flavors. So basically we take a lot of different items such as, you know, fresh sushi items and combine them in a rice wrap and then finish them off with different kinds of Mexican types of seasonings and such.
Yeah, and people are excited about it. I know some folks that are regulars down there that just can't, you know, can't go a week without stopping at J Burritos. And one of the things they say is you guys are very open to letting people create their own recipes. So you'll work with folks on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a counter that basically, you know, our menu, we have some, you know, chef specialties that have some, you know, pre-designed roles. But basically, you can walk through just kind of like a Chipotle or a Subway and basically pick out your own item. So if you're in the mood today for a certain kind of sushi, or if you're, you know, we have items, even cooked items such as chicken or steak that you can combine with different sushi items, you know, you can create your own. And that we try to give the option of however you would like it, that gives you a ton of different possibilities.
Back with more from Chef Ken Aoki of Chibritos, which is located on the Strip, in just a moment. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
When you go to Las Vegas, you have to know what you're going to go see, and there's no better place on the web to go than VitalVegas.com. You hear Scott Robin, our Vegas insider, every week. What are people going to find when they go to your site, Scott?
Everything you need to know about Las Vegas, from shows and restaurants and a lot of inside dirt that you won't hear anywhere else.
And a lot of photos, too, and a lot of snark, right?
That is the case. Yes.
You can't miss it. VitalVegas.com.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
We are talking to Chef Ken Aoki of Chibritos, which is located on the Link Promenade right on the Strip. Do you ever have to say to somebody, you know, you might not like these together, or is it just a natural fit, you know?
You know, the biggest thing for me is, you know, some people have unique tastes, and people give me ideas all the time, something that I would have never thought about, you know, maybe a combination of steak and ahi tuna. At first, I wasn't, you know, I couldn't really imagine it, but once I tried it, hey, I was a fan. So I let people give me ideas, and I try to give them ideas, and it all somehow works.
And it's kind of cool, too, because they can take some of their friends that maybe, oh, my God, I'd never eat sushi. There's still stuff they can eat there.
Absolutely. You know, we have the best thing about our restaurant is that you can bring the whole office, you know, because everybody at the office has the one friend that can't eat that certain type of cuisine. But we cater to everybody. We have everything from chicken, steak, cooked salmon, cooked albacore, raw yellowtail, ahi tuna, and even vegan beef. So you can even bring your vegan friends that can't have any animal products, and so we have everything across the board.
Wow, vegan beef. Okay, that truly is everything, Ken. Well, you know, your restaurant is really exciting. I know people are, like I say, really fired up about having it in downtown. We're on the Strip, and being on the Strip, does that present certain changes you have to make or anything? Or is it something where you know it works and now it's just a matter of reaching out to tourists that may not have, you know, the advantage of hearing the word of mouth thing that everybody hears in Vegas that lives there?
Right. Well, the one on the Strip, we're going to scale down a little bit. We're going to focus more on our chef specialty items just because we don't want people to get overwhelmed with all the options, you know, which a lot of people tend to do. And then we're also going to have an alcohol component. We're going to have some Japanese and Mexican-style infusions, such as the sake sangria, and Japanese and Mexican beers. And we're going to focus on a couple of dessert options, like some maybe like a Japanese-Mexican-infused churro. So,
do you find yourself, Ken, having to go to people when they come in and maybe they're looking at you like, this isn't going to work, or I think this is weird. Have you had to talk any folks, anybody into this, you know, or, and then they try it and love it?
Yes. Well, basically, a lot of people come in a little confused, a little, you know, a little weary of the concept, but when they walk up to the counter and see what's going on, they automatically get interested, and then once they taste it, they get it, and usually they come right back after that. So I think the fact that they come right back, they're really enjoying it once they give it a shot. So,
well, you know, the other thing that you've made a commitment to in your mission statement is to really do all this in an environmentally responsible manner, and that's more than just saying, okay, we'll recycle and so forth. Talk a little about some of the things you've done to really fit into that commitment.
Yeah, you know, that for me, you know, sustainability and, you know, caring about the environment is really important for me. We not only do we recycle, but, you know, everything in our store, we try to have some sort of, you know, environmental commitment to, such as the packaging for all of our store either is recyclable or at one time was recycled. You know, we use plant-based fibers for the paper products that we use, you know, so we're not chopping down a bunch of trees. A lot of our tables, we use either recycled wood or bamboo tables. Our chairs are recycled steel. And, you know, whenever we can, we try to use sustainable seafood products. So, you know, a lot of our products come from the ocean. So we really care about, you know, what we take out of it. And also, you know, part of our proceeds goes towards cleaning the oceans because, you know, we want to also, whatever we take out, we also want to keep out, you know. So we want to keep out all the trash. We want to keep out, you know, having our oceans stay beautiful.
Yeah, and that means a lot to people. You know, it's not just a matter of putting up a flag that says I'm environmental. You know, I'm concerned about our world, but actually doing something about it. And it's really a great example to other vendors and so forth throughout not only Las Vegas, but around the world, that there is a way of doing this. And obviously you can make that work and still be successful.
Absolutely. I think, you know, there has to be some sort of responsibility there of not just trying to make money, but also, you know, doing something good on top of, you know, running a successful business, I guess. So.
Well, and people are excited to come down to Jaburrito. And the nice thing about that, too, is I know in addition to all this great environmental concern and so forth, you also are worried about people's diets in the sense that you'll work with whatever they're doing. If it's low carb, you know, which I do from time to time, if they're vegan, and so, you got something for everybody. Is that something about really owning a 21st century restaurant these days?
Yeah, you know, I've been in the food and beverage industry for a good decade now. And when you deal with everybody's different dietary restrictions, you know, I try to be as sympathetic as possible to it. And, you know, the last thing you want is somebody come into your restaurant that can't have anything. So we try to be really respectful to that. So when people do come, we really do give people an option of gluten-free items, you know, low-carb, you know, protein-based diets. You know, we know a lot of people are on different diets these days, so we try to accommodate as much as possible to that.
And, of course, you accommodate people that want to have great food. Ken, let's tell them where they can find it, when exactly you're going to be open, and you have anything special for your grand opening.
Absolutely. We're right now at 6090 South Rainbow Boulevard in Las Vegas. We're going to be opening at the Link Promenade on the Strip. And for the opening, we're going to be doing a grand opening, you know, having maybe a little bit of specials for all the people that join us on our grand opening day.
Well, we'll be there, and we'll be excited about it. And people, we'll let them know as soon as we have that day down. We'll let them know so they can go down and enjoy that as well. Hey, Ken, thanks so much. Really enjoyed chatting with you.
Thank you so much.
It's time once again for a visit with your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com. So I'm driving down one of these streets, and I happen to see the Mint Tavern. And it looked a little out of place. Is that the same place that used to be downtown, or are they copying it? What's going on there?
Well, this Mint Lounge is a cocktail bar. It's kind of like, looks like a local bar inside, but it was inspired by the Mint casino that was in downtown Las Vegas. It was eventually absorbed into Binion's, so that brand went away, but that sign was really distinctive. So the owners of this new lounge, it's right next to the Lucky Dragon. It's on Sahara Boulevard. You can't miss it driving by because it's this big curvy front, very sexy in terms of Las Vegas casino sign design. From what I hear, it was Betty Willis, the woman who designed the Welcome to Las Vegas sign. This was her work as well. Don't hold me to that, but I'm pretty sure that's the case. And the Mint, I mean, she designed it for the Mint, not for this lounge, but very kind of unassuming place inside, but very distinctive exterior and well worth a stop. For me, it was very retro look and very nice homage to this classic downtown casino.
Well, that's it for today's show. Next weekend, the legendary comedian Tom Dreesen, the man who opened for Frank Sinatra, joins us. This is Steve Maggi. Thanks for listening. And remember, Vegas never sleeps. Beaver!
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.